Good morning, welcome to the FTS bet slip on Tuesday the 29th of October. I've had three goes at recording this and my phone has rang mid-podcast every time. Unfortunately, I had it on, normally I'd ignore it, but I had it on sound. And one of the calls I had to take, because it was from Lingfield. Those of you coming on the 16th and are having the evening meal, I'm going to be sending you another menu. Now, over the next couple of days, for choosing your evening meal, we've got a private room for that, and there'll be wine on the table and water, but I need your meal choices, so I'll sort that out and get it to you. Needed to speak to them today. Looking forward to that. Couple of weeks to go, in the year flying. I'm having a Christmas dinner this Sunday. I'm having a full-blown Christmas dinner. Don't ask. November the 3rd, Christmas. The actual full Christmas, crackers, the lot. Barmy, absolutely barmy, don't ask. And I'm meeting my brother tonight, who is my eldest brother, who lives down in Somerset. He's up in London tonight, so I'm going to meet him. And he is a Poch disciple. So if you hear it all kicking off in a London bar tonight, that could be me and my brother rolling round the floor. He won't have a bad word said against Poch, thinks he's brilliant, loves the way Spurs do their business. The fact they win fuck all clearly doesn't matter. So me and him could be rolling round the floor tonight. It could all be kicking off. Anybody in the Green Park area of London, look out. I've got a couple of bits of football for you. We have got two Belgian games. There's some midweek football. Ultimate's all done. There's two Belgian games here. Circle Bruges game and the Oostend game. Both of those a late first half goal. And if it is then 0-0 at half time, flit to backing over 1.5 goals for a sort of recovery, if you would like to recover your money. But yes, Circle Bruges and the Oostend game, both of those, as I say, in play. Let them get to 20-25 minutes, and then first half goal, and then half time, if it's still 0-0, over 1.5. If it's an early goal, then rest up, don't worry about it. Oh, there's my phone going again, see? David Bell, what are you doing? See? Oh, I can't stop it. Sorry about that, I'm not stopping this podcast again. I've had three goes at this. Right, what else have I got? See, he's confused me there. Let me just text him while I'm talking to you. Live. See, this is as live as it gets. Live TV. See, old Brexit, didn't it? See, the old 31st. Is he in a ditch yet? I've been searching round my village. No blonde-haired buffoons in any ditches there. So, yeah, none of that going on. Told you, didn't I? Told you, if you all listened to me, and your life would be a lot better, rather than thinking you know it all. Just accept FTS knows and move on. The guy is an absolute buffoon. We got the general election yesterday. Labour weren't supporting it. Today they are. Les, your man's going to get absolutely pasted. He's going to get absolutely pasted. I mean, what could happen now is the Conservatives could get a majority and then leave with no deal, couldn't they? If they get enough of them. You know, because I'm saying it's off the table. It not necessarily is. I think the odds on the majority are about even money, aren't they? But what are they, 1.1 something to get the most seats? Conservatives? I haven't looked, but I think somebody told me that. It's going to be an absolute mullering. And is that the end of Corbyn? Does he go then? I imagine he does. But yeah, what a shambles. Could you get a bigger shambles? And Brexit is not an election issue. I keep telling people they won't listen. Once again, got it wrong. It should not be judged on an election. Plain and simple. We're now going to have an election over Brexit as opposed to an election over what we should be having an election over, which is things like schooling, NHS, police, defence, all that sort of thing. But nope, it's going to be consumed by Brexit bollocks. Loads of people voting for stupid reasons, and that's what's going to happen. Don't call them stupid. I don't like it when you call them stupid, do they? They are fucking stupid, so you'd call them what they are. Right, that's it. I've given you the football. Horses are, that's what I was going to say. I bought time there to think. The horses, I've put some horses on Twitter. I've actually got quite a few today, and I didn't get time. One I would have been reading out all day to get them on the podcast, but I just ran out of time with multiple goes at recording this podcast. Oh, it's all going off now. I've put a load on Twitter. I just copied my spreadsheet and put it on there. First race has run, got the first and second up. Aye, call a copper. Need a wheelbarrow today to take it all out. What else was I going to say? There was something else. Oh, emails. I am getting to it. We're changing the email setup. So those of you who keep repeatedly banging on about the same thing, we will get to it. Just give a bit of patience, please. I keep asking. I have got a ton of them, but we're having a whole new email set up because the FTS income email keeps banging things back. So David, who just rang me, it may well be what he was ringing me about, is sorting out the email set up. And once that is done, I will start turning my attention to emails. It will be during today, tomorrow and Thursday. Right, that's it. Nothing else to say. Got nothing else to say. Let's see what tomorrow brings. See what happens today in Parliament. What happens with this election. But Les Boyd, your man, is going to get absolutely spanked. I've no idea what the other party's going to do, whether a lot of Remainers will vote for the old Lib Dems. I mean, that's a bit of a nonsense policy, and it just pretending that it didn't happen. But I imagine they'll get some votes. But I don't see how you can campaign to go and get another deal and then say you're going to remain. That makes no sense to me whatsoever. Hey-ho, nothing to do with me, is it? Nothing to do with me. Won't affect me. Simon Dennis, it won't affect me. I keep telling you, son, I've got loads. So it doesn't matter. If I have to pay a little bit more in Waitrose, then so be it. Right, crack on. Have a lovely day. Yeah, that's it. I am done. I'm waffling, aren't I? See, I'm all over the place today. Right, have a lovely day, and I will be back with you tomorrow, and I'll have some pearls of wisdom.